You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this time of prayer, this time of fellowshipping with God, communing with God, seeking God, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, submitting to God, surrendering to God, casting our cares to God. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed, and we are exalting the Lord. We are turning our attention, setting our minds. The Bible says that God will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on him. And so we are staying our minds right now on the Lord. We are staying our minds on you, God. We are fixing our minds to you. We are seeking you, God, concerning all things pertaining to us, pertaining to life, pertaining to godliness. And so, Father God, we thank you. We exalt you right now. We lift you up right now. We bless your name right now. We humble ourselves to you right now. We humble our hearts. We humble our minds. We humble our soul. We humble ourselves. The Bible says, hallelujah, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And so, God, we take this breath that you have blessed us with, and we choose to be productive, the ultimate of productive, with our breath by giving you praise. And I thank you, oh God, that even as we praise you and you inhabit the praises of us, you are giving us more breath. You are causing us to exhale. You are causing us to breathe. You are causing us in those areas where we feel suffocated, where we feel like we're being choked out, where we feel like we've been silenced. We thank you, oh God, that you are breathing your breath of life on us. As we praise you, you are breathing your breath of life on us. We're receiving breath. We're receiving a second wind. We are receiving, hallelujah, an ability to exhale and trust and know that you are God, to be still. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, O God. We thank you right now, O God. And as we come before you, we come with a repentant heart. We come with a repentant tongue. We come with a repentant mind. O God, we come in a repentant posture. O God, we come, Yataya, choosing to change, choosing, accepting the change that you are creating in us, accepting and embracing the change that you are creating in our life. We thank you for the change, change in attitude, change in perspective, change in doings, change in habits, change in interactions. Oh God, we thank you. A change in our faith, a change in our hope, a change in our trust in you. Yes, God, we thank you. Change, oh God, in the areas of where we think that we don't need to change. Yes, we submit it to you. And if there's a change to be made on our end, on our side, then Father God, we submit and surrender. We become malleable. We become flexible. Lord Jesus, I ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. You know what kind of right spirit? A meek spirit. You know what kind of right spirit? A humble spirit. You know what kind of spirit? A gentle spirit. You know what kind of spirit? A long-suffering spirit. You know what kind of spirit? A loving spirit. You know what kind of spirit? A righteous before God spirit. You know what kind of spirit? A spirit of faith. That the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please me. You know what kind of spirit? A spirit that is not, that is God-oriented and not me-oriented. Ah, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so, God, we thank you. A spirit that is God-oriented and not I-oriented. Yes, God, we thank you. Here we go. A spirit that is selfless-oriented and not selfish-oriented. Yaraboso, examine us, oh God. Examine our hearts, oh God. Oh, thank you for renewing our right spirit. That right spirit is a lay my life down. That right spirit is a deny self. That right spirit is a take up thy cross and follow Jesus. We thank you for a right spirit. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that the Bible says that you are a spirit, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, God, we thank you for a spirit of worship. We thank you for a spirit of truth. We thank you, oh God, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit. Yes, God, we thank you for your spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us in this day. Holy Spirit, lead us in this month. Holy Spirit, lead us. Hallelujah. May we become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for divine guidance. Oh, God, we thank you for wisdom and ask for wisdom. Let us not be quick to lean on our own understanding. Let us not be quick to do what we think is right in our own eyes. Let us not be quick to be wise in our own eyes. Lord. Let us be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Let us be quick to respond to the Spirit of God. Let us be quick to respond, yes, Lord. Let us be quick to walk by faith. Let us be quick to talk by faith. Let us be quick to move by faith. Let us be quick to know. Hallelujah. Raboso. Let us be quick to cleave to you. Let us be quick to seek you. Let us be quick to ask you. Let us be quick to get counsel from you. Let us be quick, hallelujah. Let us be quick to seek you in your word, in the Bible. Let us be quick, oh God. Let us be quick to listen. Yes, God. Let us be quick to forgive. Oh, my God. Let us be quick to love in a love not from a selfish place, but love from the wise sacrificial place of love. Yes. It's a wisdom. That's required in order to love sacrificially. Yes, God, selflessly. And so, Father God, we thank you. And so, Father God, we thank you. And so, Father God, we thank you. Ah, yes, oh, yatabayo. Yes, God, we thank you. Let us be quick. Let us be quickened by you. Let us be quick to move in the Spirit. Let us be quick, hallelujah, to live in you, move in you, have our being in you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for answering our prayers, oh God. We thank you for hearing our prayers. And the fact is, you answering them according to your will. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that when we are joined together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, oh God, for a spirit of encouragement, encouraging us, oh God, as we seek your face, encouraging us as we do your will, encouraging us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging in the place of mourning, encouraging in the place of grieving. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for encouraging, hallelujah, yerebo, resaya, in the place of despair. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging in the place of hurt. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging in the place of the unknown. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging in the place of rebo, sondia, basaya, and anger and being mad about a thing. Lord, let your spirit encourage us up out of the bound place of anger. Encourage us up out of the bound place of bitterness. Encourage us up out of, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, yes, Lord. We thank you for encouraging us to continue in prayer, encouraging us to continue in faith, encouraging us to get in faith, encouraging us, Lord God, however you're encouraging us to do the spiritual practices to grow in you and to mature our spirit, man. I thank you for encouraging some of us to get in the church. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging to be in the church. Stay in the church. We thank you, Lord. Aye, Raboso. Aye, Kaya Raboso. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for encouraging us today. We thank you, Lord God. Let us be like David, who encouraged himself. Thank you, oh God, for teaching us how to encourage ourselves as we command our souls to bless you. Yes, God, we thank you for teaching us how to encourage ourselves. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that as you teach us how to encourage ourselves, we take that expectation off of people almost an unhealthy expectation on others to encourage us, an unhealthy expectation to the point where sometimes it could be a burden in others to make us happy, to bring us joy, to cause us to be encouraged, to keep us lifted up. Lord God, we thank you for a spirit of encouragement. We thank you for encouraging us. Oh God, we thank you right now. We bless you right now. We praise you right now. We worship you right now. We thank you, Lord, for entering into every life matter, be it physical, be it financial, be it relational, be it professional, occupational, be it familial. La tayara basaya. We thank you, Lord God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord God. Yerabo sokotia. Rebasaya. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing it into a divine alignment, oh God. We thank you for bringing us into divine alignment, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the divine workings in our life, divinely intervening, divinely connecting, divinely restoring, divinely renewing, divinely positioning, divinely repositioning. We thank you for the divine instructions. We thank you for the divine unions, the connectings, destiny connectings and destiny helpers. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for that, for making us a magnet. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. To the divine things, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're divinely knitting us with those to help as we walk the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. Ah, Yeraboso. Rebaya. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So we just take a moment and just say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your healing grace. We thank you for a fresh anointing, an anointing that destroys every yoke and lifts every burden. We thank you, O God, for a fresh perspective. We thank you, O God, for keeping our loved ones. We thank you, O God, for protecting our family members. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting and keeping the children within our families. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your keeping power. We thank you for divinely protecting. We thank you, O God, for ordering our steps, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. O God, we thank you. I come against that place of, like, the Lord may speak a thing and then we question and bounce it back and forth, like this pendulum of a thing going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with it could be with the truth. It could be keeping us bound in a double-minded space. We tear down every stronghold of double-mindedness, strongholds of unbelief, strongholds of doubt. We tear it down in the name of Jesus. We tear down the strongholds of Rebasaya, being sense-oriented rather than God-oriented, being our five senses-oriented rather than God-oriented. And we bring our senses under subjection to you, God, that you are able, and submit them to you, that you use our senses to communicate to us. You use our imagination to communicate to us. You use our dream space to communicate to us. You use other people to communicate to us. You use Hayebasaya. Yeah. You use, oh God, anything. You use, he can use animals to communicate. Okay, we got to be in the spirit. The Bible says, hallelujah, Yerabo soul, that he used the donkey to see the angel of the Lord standing in the path of Balaam. Hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yerabo korosondia. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. I pray today that everyone in this now, under the sound of my voice, that you will speak to them, oh God, in a very intimate way, just an inward knowing, an inward belly articulation. Hallelujah, Yarabasa. And I thank you, oh God, that you are answering in this place, that you are moving in this place, that you are giving him better than he asked for. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for saving. We thank you for rescuing. We thank you, oh God, for renewing. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, O God, for appointing. We thank you, O God, for anointing. We thank you, O God, for resolution. We thank you, O God, for the conflict. For there is times that in the that the conflict is the instrument of our refinement, that the conflict is the thing that thrusts us and pushes us into where God is calling us to be. So we thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Yerabaso. Rekati yarabasaya. Ayerabasikio. Marebo. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your spirit right now. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for resting on our tongues, filling us with the Holy Spirit, that even we have utterance if we don't, O God. We thank you for teaching us the value and the power of praying, O God, all kinds of prayers, praying in our heavenly language. We thank you, O God, for giving us the wisdom and the discernment to know like what type of prayers we ought to be praying. Prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of supplication, prayers of intercession, prayers of praise. Ah, Yerobosu Vasa. Oh God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Magayata. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our life. You know, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing through us. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we know you. We thank you that we're getting to know you even more. Even I, getting to know you better. Mm-hmm. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Yes, sir. We need to ever be in a place of getting to know you. Getting to know you even more. We thank you, O God, that even in our obedience, in our faith of moving by faith, you see, Abraham came to know God, a God that he didn't know until he moved in the faith when God told him to go sacrifice his son. Mm-hmm. Go to a mountain that I'm going to show you. That mountain didn't come on day one. That mountain didn't appear before his eyes on day two. But on day three, God showed him the mountain. And Abraham, with his only begotten son, with his son who he didn't even know, God came to Abram at the time and was speaking of children, speaking of lineage, speaking of fruits of him in Sarai's womb, when that wasn't even anything that, according to scripture, I don't see Abram praying for God to give him a son. Mm-hmm. This is what God came and spoke to Abram. God came and spoke to Abram an impossible. And so may when, as God come and speaks to us an impossible, that seems impossible to us. When God comes and shows us an impossible, that looks an impossible to us. When God comes and calls us to come into an understanding of an impossible, which is his will. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that thing can be happened to us. May we believe. Mm-hmm. May we trust. May we grab hold of. May we follow. May we obey. Mm-hmm. And so now, as they are in the obedience of go and sacrifice your son, mm-hmm, I keep hearing your only begotten son, as Abraham went forth, not knowing where he was going, but trusting God in the going to obey the instruction. Hallelujah. He came to the mountain, and as he came and they ascended the mountain, and as Abraham took the knife and even got to the point of holding the knife up, about to sacrifice. Then Yeraboso, his name is called Abraham, Abraham. And out of that place, a ram in the thicket is seen by Abraham. And that is the sacrifice. But God said, wanted to check to see that there is not a thing, that the thing that he promised to Abraham, it was like, I trust you with this promise. Ooh, how about that? I trust you with the promise, no matter what stage, what it looks like. Mm-hmm. God may give us a promise, and then there's stages within that promise coming to pass or now being fully manifested, that we still gotta trust the promise keeper and not the promise itself. We gotta trust and look and be ready to obey the blessor and not submit to the blessing. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so in that place of pure obedience, no matter what the cost, that's an obedience, no matter what the cost, Abraham was introduced to Jehovah Jireh. It shall be seen. The Lord will provide. And so, Father God, I thank you that as we, hallelujah, seek, as we obey, we come to know you in ways, intimately, in ways that we didn't know prior to that instruction of faith, that instruction of obedience. Remember, Abram was given an instruction to leave his country, leave his kindred, leave his father's house. He obeyed and came to know God in a way that he didn't if he would have stayed. So may we have the quickness to obey even in the face of us not understanding. Father God, we thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We thank you so much. Obedience is required. Obedience to the word of God. Obedience to the spirit of God. Yes, God. Obedience to the spirit of the Lord and not the spirit of man. Obedience. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. We thank you for making us an obedient people, a quick to move in you, even if that move is be still and know that I am God. We thank you, O God, for a quickness to trust your ways, for your ways are not like our ways. We thank you, O God, to trust that He who began a good work, you have begun a good work. You have initiated a good work within us, that you are the one to bring it to completion. You are the one to bring it to pass. You are the one to see it to fruition. You are the one to bring it into full manifestation. You are the one to cultivate it. You are the one. You are the one. You are our source. You are our living water. You are our daily bread. You are our great I am. You are the rock of our salvation. You are, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, just even in that stillness. I thank you, O God, for a space just to get quiet before you, God. Just to get quiet. getting quiet before the Lord is a form of faith. It's a faith of God. I trust that you know exactly what's going on with me. I trust that you know better than I do. I trust that you know every need, Lord God, that I'm aware of. And you even know the needs that I'm not aware of. And you will supply all of my needs, all of our needs, he shall supply according to his riches and glory. Spiritual needs supplied, physical needs supplied, mental needs supplied, educational needs supplied, housing needs supplied. Yes, God, mental needs supplied. Oh, Lord, Yerabasa, relational needs supplied. And so I can enter your presence and sit at your feet and wait on you. Teach us how to wait on you, God. There's a gift of waiting on the Lord. There's a richness, a wealth, a wisdom in waiting on the Lord. Teach us, Heavenly Father, to wait on you. There's a promise. There's a promise in the place of waiting. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and shall not faint. There's promise in this place of wait. And that's trying to be robbed from us, killed and destroyed, even by our own lack of understanding that wait is a gift. Oh, my God. To wait is a gift. To wait is protection. To wait is wisdom. To wait is divine instruction. To wait is guidance. To wait is self-control. And see, I'm reminded that us in the natural, we want to go, we want to do. That's our flesh leading. We're being led by flesh and not by faith. Faith at times and in seasons is wait. The faith looks like wait. Wait on the Lord. You're waiting on the Lord. And as we wait on the Lord, we are also waiting on the Lord, meaning like a waitress or a waiter who waits on us when we go to a restaurant. We're serving them. Oh, there you go. We're serving the Lord in our place of wait. I'm also waiting on God. How can I please you in this place, God? How can I serve you in this, in my place of waiting, God? Oh, Lord. Wait is all, it's now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's also a form of worship. I can worship you by waiting on you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. So we thank you when you usher us into a place of wait. We thank you when you usher us into a place of stillness. We thank you for it's in those places we come to know you, aspects of you, get acquainted with you in ways intimately that we were not before. Oh, Lord, so we thank you. Oh, Lord, so we praise you. We thank you for the miracle of you. We thank you for the miracle that you're doing in our life. We thank you, oh God, for the power of God at work in our life. We thank you, oh God, for the signs and wonders. We thank you, oh God, that you are our wonderful counselor. We thank you that as we are in that wait place also, we're receiving counsel, divine counsel. And so if we step out of the place of wait, we're not able to hear the divine counsel. And so we thank you, Lord, for the counseling. We need you to counsel us, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for counseling us in the trauma places, the post-traumatic places, the stressed places, the distressed places. Oh God, we thank you for counseling us in the restless places, in the irritable places, in the crying places, in the hurting places. Oh God, we thank you for counseling us in the lacking places, in the fearful places. Oh God, we thank you for counseling us. Ah, yes, Lord. We thank you for counseling us, Lord God, in the unstable places. We thank you, oh God, for counseling us in the betrayed places, in the past, counsel us from the past places. We thank you for counseling us, God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you for divine counsel. And I thank you that as you give us divine counsel from you, that even connecting us on earth with people to offer your counsel to us. We thank you for the counsel in every aspect and in every arena, in every form or shape that you have it to come in. We thank you. We thank you for financial provision. We thank you for financial help. We thank you for financial wisdom. We thank you for financially establishing us. God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for keys to homes. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for making a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the mountains that you are moving. Oh God, we thank you for the strength of the hills that we are climbing. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. The Bible tells us that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, oh God, for your strength at work in our life. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you for how you're telling us, ushering us, unctioning to us, encouraging us to step out on faith, Lord God. Yes, Lord, to just do it. Just try it. Oh, God, we thank you that we're in that place of whatever we've been sitting with and going back and forth, should I? And considering. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we come to a full clarity that this considering is actually the Lord speaking. And if I thank you for disrupting any confusion of whether this is God or not, that we will know clear this is God, and we will know clear, nope, this what is not God. And so we thank you, Lord. And thank you for your presence. And that clearness comes out of basking in your presence. Bathing in your presence. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And we bless your beautiful name. Oh, you are good and you are worthy to be praised. So I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that addeth joy. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that addeth peace. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that addeth goodness. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that addeth a sound mind, stability in thoughts. I thank you, oh God, for the blessing of the Lord that addeth, that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And so we thank you for making us spiritually rich. We thank you for making us rich in patience. We thank you for making us rich in love. And it's the first in that 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8 love. Mm-hmm. Yes, God, we thank you for making us rich in forgiveness. We thank you, oh God, for making us rich in not holding accounts of wrongdoings, even holding them against us, ourselves, or others. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for making us rich in gentleness. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich in self-control. Yes, God. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich as a good neighbor. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich where we don't have to be consumed with self. Mm-hmm. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich and enhance, disrupts that spirit of jealousy and spirit of envy. Excuse me. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And so today, God, we bless your name. And today, God, we ask that you will continue to speak to us and minister to us and reveal to us. And we thank you, Father God, that all things are working together for our good. For we love you and are called according to your purpose. We bless your name in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Ve'ish Mareka. Ya'er Adonai Panavalecha Viko Neka. Yisa Adonai Panavalecha Ve'yasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name, and we'll see you next Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're praying, we're believing, we're hoping, we're trusting, and we're declaring God's truth in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. God bless.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.